High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Is that year under Coach Larry Hughes. Today, the Mound City Panthers are in the semifinals under Coach Ryan Osborne, and they are going to try to get past the semifinal game and into the state finals coming up on Saturday afternoon. It's been, as we said, a long journey over the years for the Panther boys. The last two or three years have been frustrating, where they have been so close but have been denied a trip to this Final Four and here in Springfield. Panthers, they have won 28 games. They have lost just once this year. Today, they are taking on the St. Elizabeth Hornets, who are 18-6 on the year, but they've lost to games to Class 4 schools and a couple of games to Class 3 schools, so they have been playing up against some tough competition. And this Final Four, it is loaded with talent in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. I had a chance to visit with Panther coach Ryan Osborne about the journey to get to this point and about what he thinks about today's ball game. We'll hear from the coach coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Mound City Coach Ryan Osborne as the Panthers are getting ready to start play in the Final Four. Coach, congratulations. We talked the other night. It's been a long dry spell for the Mound City boys getting to the Final Four and playing for hoping to have a championship. And I know it's been a long road here the last few years, and some heartbreakers, losses just short of the Final Four. But this year you kind of kicked it in, and here we go.
Yeah, definitely the heartbreak has been there the last 3 years. Last year when we lost to Platte Valley, we went in the locker room and basically made a pact that we were going to make it to the Final Four this year. So after 40 years, I think the community is super excited, and the players and the parents, and I'm really excited to get down there and see what happens.
This tournament is always special once you get there. I mean, it's just fantastic. There'll be lots of things going on. There's lots of things. I'll ask you that first. How will the kids handle it? Your kids seem to be fairly low-key. They've been to a lot of football championship games over the years. Even since they were little kids, they've been watching that. I'm guessing it's maybe not going to affect them as much as it could some others.
No, I think the focus is there. Our main rotation players are older kids that have been in big games. So they're going down there with a mission. And, I mean, they're excited, and I think they'll enjoy all the other stuff, but their main focus is definitely on the game, and we're going to treat it like a business trip. So that's the plan.
I've looked at the other teams, the records. We look at Mount City 28-1. So on paper, you're going to wipe these teams out because they've all got 4, 5, or 6 losses. But boy, I looked at who they've been playing, and they've been playing a lot of big schools. You played up some this year too, so it's going to be a tremendously tough tournament, it looks like.
It is a tough tournament. We play St. Elizabeth, and they've been to the Final Four the last 3 years. The last year they played in the state championship game. So they bring back a lot of experience. They have a really good guard. The other teams in there, South Iron has beaten a Class 6 team, CBC out of St. Louis. So the competition level is there. But we did try to play a tough schedule just to prepare ourselves in case we got in this position. And we're going to go down there and give it our best shot on Friday and hopefully play for a state title on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. There's not probably going to be any team down there who doesn't know about Tony Osborne and scoring 27, 28 a game. So I'm guessing most defenses as you face this year, they kind of focus on him. That's tough to do against a Mountain City. So who else is going to have to step up this weekend for you?
Well, I think Tony and Landon complement each other really well because you can't overguard one of them or the other one will score. But I think Gage Salisbury is going to have a huge weekend. He hasn't shot it great the last few games, but he is a kid that has had monster games and big games. And I told him yesterday at practice, I said, we need you to make 2 threes. And then I ended up with 4 or 5. So I'm hoping that Gage Salisbury, but then Will Young has shot the ball really good lately. Connor Durr, Lane Zimbles, they can both knock down a three. It's going to take a collective effort, especially if a team could throw something different at us that we haven't seen. But I have confidence in all those guys to score. So I'm just really excited about the opportunity they have to impact the game.
Mm-hmm. I'll go all the way back to December. We're playing in the Mountain City Tournament, and I'm watching the Mountain City Panthers. I know you're pretty good. I'm seeing you now later in the season. The bench has developed. You've had enough games where a lot of kids have got to play. That's certainly been a help.
Yeah, I mean, that's been my focus. Is having a deep bench the whole time I've been involved with this basketball program. And our bench showed enormous against Stanbury. Stanbury had 5 players that they basically played, and they'd sub just minimally. And we played 9, and we got great minutes from all 9 players. Gavin Summers hit a humongous 3 in that game. So I expect Gavin to impact the game down there. Gavin has gotten taller. So he can be a force on defense, but also knock down a shot. Brendan Tubbs off the bench, he didn't play a lot early in the year, and he's gotten way better physically. He's probably one of our most athletic players, body-wise, but he can really guard. And then bringing in William Roser off the bench.
Well, off there in the corner.
Easily.
So give a score right behind that thing. To the zeros.
So I am thrilled with his tournament and Lane Zimbles. Lane Zimbles just hit big shots all year long off the bench.
Well, just listen to him. You don't know what the score is. One behind you, you don't like that either.
Offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm. You talked about William Roser a little bit. I kind of see him as kind of the tough guy on the team. Your kids play pretty tough basketball, but when you're going to mix it up, he's generally going to be right in the middle of it.
William Roser is a super tough kid. He's been kind of a fighter on the playground since he was a little kid, so that's transitioned into him being a great basketball player. And if I was drafting a team, William Roser would be at the top of my list to pick for my team just because you get 100% effort. I've compared him to Dennis Rodman for the those great Bulls teams. He'll do anything he can to get an offensive rebound, a defensive rebound.
And rusher down here, I know.
Whoever they guard.
Down there below. Down there.
So I hope that we can take the good player from St. Elizabeth, and those two are going to have the responsibility of guarding him, and hopefully we can hold him under his season average.
All right, talking about St. Elizabeth, what are we going to see out of them today? The folks aren't going to know. We don't know what to expect. We haven't seen them, so what can you tell us about them?
They definitely want to push the pace of the game, and they shoot a bunch of threes. We are a team that shoots threes, but watching them on film, I think they put us to shame in the three-point game. So we're really going to have to guard the three-point line. We're going to have to handle the ball. They'll try to press a little bit. They've played a lot of zone in the games that I've watched, so we haven't seen that much. But I think they have four or five kids that can shoot it. And I told our science teacher a minute ago, I said, they'll shoot them from 7 or 8 feet from behind the three-point line. So we can't go out with hands down, have to guard the three-point line, approach the ball, and then rebounding. If kids are going to shoot from 25 feet away, who knows where the rebound will go. Mm-hmm. So I think rebounding is going to be a huge key in this game also.
All right, Coach, what final thing we want to talk about here? I know you're a busy week. What will some teams try? I mean, St. Elizabeth defensively with Tony and Landon, I think you've seen probably about everything there is to see this year, haven't you?
We've seen a lot. We've seen the team try to double Tony, and that's games where Gage Salisbury's had huge games. We've seen teams really try to guard Tony and Landon, but then we have somebody else step up. So I just think that if they try to take Tony and Landon out of the game, there's going to be wide open looks, and I just have a gut feeling that our kids are going to step up and make those and get that team, whoever it is, if it's St. Elizabeth, get them out of that, and they'll go back to either a 2-3 or a man, and then we're going to be ready for that too.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game today.
All right, yep, and thanks for all you do, and we're sure excited, and I know that people that aren't going are excited to listen to you.
Super. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, from Springfield, Missouri, the John Q. Hammonds Arena. It is time for the Show Me Showdown for the Mound City Panthers. Semi-final round action of the Final Four today. Mound City in action today as they are taking on the squad from St. Elizabeth. The Hornets, 18-6 on the season. Mound City comes in here 28-1 going into the semifinals here today at the Show Me Showdown. We are courtside literally 3 feet from the court here at the John Q. Hammond Center at Springfield, and we'll have a great view of the ball game. Earlier today, South Iron, the number one team, they won 75-40 over Higbee, and boy, they are going to be a load for whoever wins this ball game. They are something to see, and hopefully Mount City will see them tomorrow in the championship ball game. The two teams are out warming up. Give me a chance to remind you that The game today is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, it's also an educational experience for the students involved because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri City High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do so, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson. You'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. I'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back. We'll check the starting lineups for this ball game coming up on Sunny 101.3 in 2 minutes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You never stop pushing to do more, and new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either, from outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat. Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour. Day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game here at the John Q. Hammonds Arena for the Mound City Panthers and Coach Ryan Osborne. I hope you enjoyed that visit with Coach Osborne prior to the game. Did not have to take so much time during the a very busy week getting ready here for the Final Four. For the Panthers in today's game, you are familiar with the starting five. They have went this way nearly the entire season, other than when they had a few injuries here and there along the way. For the Panthers today, it will be a 5'11 senior, Connor Durf. Connor averaging 5.1 points per game for Mount City. Then it's 6'5 senior, Landon Papa. Papa coming in at 16.2 points and 7.5 rebounds per game for Mount City. Gage Salisbury is a 6-foot senior. Gage coming in at 12.3 points per game on the season. Then we have for Mound City, Tony Osborne, a 6-foot-1 senior. Tony coming in at 27.3 points per game. He scored 7 or 10 points on the season. Now, these stats aren't quite up to date, I can tell that. Well, I sit here and play 26 games, and we played 29. So we're missing about 3 games, but it's still about the same there for Tony at 27.3 per game. And Will Young, the other starter, a 6-foot junior. Will coming in, averaging 5 points per contest for Mound City. We'll also see William Rother in the ball game today, averaging 4.2 points and 5-point rebounds per game for Mound City. We know we'll also see others as well. Talk about them as we go. Right now, we're going to take a break. They're going to play the national anthem. It's a recorded version, so we'll take a break and be back here in 90 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy thanks you for your business.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back again here to John Q. Hammond's Arena at Springfield. Starting today for the St. Elizabeth Hornets will be a 6'1 sophomore, Caleb Oldershager. He is averaging 8 points per game. Clayton Holtmeyer is a 5'9 senior. He comes in averaging 10.8 points per game. Carson Kessel, a 6'4 senior. He comes into the ball game averaging 13.1 points per contest. Dylan Wabi, a 6'2 senior. He comes into the ball game. He's averaging 8.9 points and 6.7 rebounds a game. And Brock Lucas, 6'3 junior. The junior averaging 21.7 points per game on the year and 8 rebounds per contest on the season for the St. Hornets. They average 70 points a game. Mound City coming into the contest today, averaging about 78 points per game on the year. Now, Mound City only gives up 42 points per contest, while the St. Elizabeth gives up 57 points per game on average this season. But now we're up to introducing the starters here, I believe. All right. Hard to tell what they're doing here. They didn't give us the best of directions here. Caleb Heckelmeyer is the coach for the Hornets. Heckelmeyer, in his first season, coming in 18-6. The Hornets have been here a lot. They played the championship game a year ago. Right now, they're introducing the Mound City crowd, or players. Panther fans are straight across from us. They've got two sections pretty well filled up, and they spread out over another one, and then the student section up here to our right, which I believe is to our north, here at the Hammond Center as we get ready to go. Ole Schlager being introduced. And they're taking every other one, so they're going in reverse order. They went from the big numbers down to the low numbers here. And we're about set to get underway here. Clayton Holtmeyer, the senior, being introduced, and we are ready to go. The Hornets, as you would guess, black and yellow and white, Mound City, the road team. They're in the purple today, and we are ready to go. Landon Pompa steps into center circle. Mound City goes right to left as we look at it here at courtside at the Hammond Center. He'll jump it up against Dylan Wabi. Wabi is a 6'2 senior. Both teams love to shoot the three. Your coach Oliver and talking about that. His team actually is shooting more threes than St. Elizabeth. And the tip will go to Salisbury. Mound City gets the first possession of the ball game. Gage up the floor, hands it to Tony Osborne over the left side now. Off it back to Osborne for a long three. And we're off and running for Mound City. 3-0 Panthers full court pressure. The ball comes into Oglesager. He'll get the ball away now, and coming up with it is Wabi. Wabi driving it up and inside, knocked away. Papa with the steal. Ahead to Durr. Ahead to Osborne. Layup at the other end. Knocked the glass. That's been good. A 5-0 run to start for Mound City. Quickly back on defense. Here comes Wabi again out on the right side with the ball now to Kessel. Kessel gives the ball up over to the left side. Now into the corner. Wabi will fire. It's up. It's good. Dylan Wabi. Wabi with the basket makes it 5-2. Mound City with the lead and a long pass up to Salisbury on the left sideline. Gage moves the ball back now. He'll dribble to the middle, give it to Pop on the left side elbow. Through to Auburn. Three ball up and short this time. And the rebound comes down to Luke Brock Lucas. Stolen by Auburn. He'll go in, he'll lay it up. And he's got a quick 7 points, and the Panthers are up 7-2. So a couple of turnovers early in the going here by St. Elizabeth. So the Panthers on the defense now. Here's a long three up short, drew nothing. Trying to save it in will be the Hornets. They couldn't get the job done. Holtmeyer gave it all he had, but he just couldn't get to that one. And now up the floor with the basketball. It's Osborne and Salisbury playing catch back and forth against a little 1-2-2 zone. Auburn front court will hand to Gage, and the senior will work it up, and now to Durr, right back to Gage. Back to Durr, left side with it. Young in the corner. Auburn fakes the three, now backs up, three ball short. Rebound brought down, grabbed up by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will hand it off now, and Brock Lucas to the front through the midcourt circle. Guarded man-to-man out front there by Will Young. Driving on Will, cuts him off at the free throw line, gives the ball to Oglesager. Driving the right all the way in, and Gage, not Gage, but that was Papa that went up and just blocked it off of the Mound City cheerleader. He goes, holy cow, that thing was coming like a rocket. She did a good job. She fended it off with both hands and a pom-pom, so that's not bad. Bring it along out to the top. Kessel drives the lane. Finger roll, no. Rebound brought down by Papa. Papa to Osborne, lost control of it, got it back to Papa. Landed over the left side, Salisbury, corner ball, three, yes. Three-pointer for Gates, Salisbury, and Mound City up 10-2 early on. 5:28 to go, three-pointer the other way, Wabi, too long, rebound to Durr. Trapped in the corner, held ball, will go to the Hornets. So the ball will go to the Hornets now, and two quick subs for Mound City. William Rother into the ball game for the Panthers. William, a 6'1 junior. Also, Lane Zembles, 5'8 and a senior, checking in here. Two games, 2 days, plus than 24 hours. Wabi off the backboard, no good. Rebound Rother, it came out long. Now ahead to Salisbury, working the left side. Looked at it, and her first foul of the ball game will be called on the Hornets. This one is going to go on Clayton Holtmeyer. First foul of the game. Mound City, Papa inbound, halfway between the baseline and midcourt. Left side, now it's Salisbury over to Osborne. Tony with it, back to Gage, over the right side to Zembles. Lane looking, dribbles it back one step. Now Osborne, three ball, left side, in, out, off the rim again. No good, rebound to Brock Lucas. Throw it up the floor and grabbed up by the Panthers. Salisbury with it, and a baseball pass from Osborne. To Rother, to Zembles for three. It's up, it's down. Lane Zembles getting in on the act. The Panthers up early. Score now 13-2. Mound City back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mound City is rolling to start this ball game. They are up 13-2. Osborne with 7 points. In fact, he had the first 7 of the ball game, then triples from Salisbury and Zembles. put the Panthers up by 11 here early on. To the front court now. Tried to throw the ball from just across midcourt down to the baseline, and it went about 6 feet longer than it should have. And now they Jerry that time ducking out of the way. All right, here's that press again. Mount City, no trouble at all with that. Up the court, Salisbury through traffic, bad pass, stolen away. Good job by Brock Lucas. Coming up the floor, Osborne cuts him off, and Papa blocks another one. Rebound, hands it up. Rother lost it, taken away. And now Papa with two block shots in the ball game. Here's a bouncer on the rim, no good. Rebound by Landon Papa. Ahead, quickly assembled. Salisbury for three, left side short. Rebound grabbed, and on the run, here comes Kessel. He's going to hold up and give it to Lucas. Ahead, up the floor, Oleschlager. Handed off from one defender to another, now into the paint. Pass the ball to the right side, out in the corner to Kessel. Kessel with Papa on him. Made him give up his dribble. Now back to the top and over to Holtmeyer. Three-point shooters all around for the Hornets. They're taking that one inside. Nearly lost it. Now it's tipped away by Osborne. It's going to be ahead to Papa. Around one defender. Headed to the hoop. And he was going to go for the dunk, and he got fouled. So Papa headed up there, was going to dunk it, got fouled. Tried to finger roll it. Instead, the ball bounces out. So the foul on the Hornets. That foul is going to go on Oleschlager, his first. And it's going to be Papa to the free throw line. Landon ready. Free throw up in and out. No good. They'll have another one coming here. All right, back into the ball game. Will Young from Mound City. Out goes Wayne Zimbles. Papa gets ready, fires with 3:20 to go, and it rattles around and goes in. Landon's got his first. Well, he's got a couple of block shots so far, a couple of rebounds, a couple of good defensive plays otherwise. And now up the floor, Oleschlager, followed all the way up there by Connor Durr off the right side. I just had this feeling we're going to get a pass thrown to us here eventually, or at least one block to us. Come up the floor with it. Now will be Hornets in the paint. Driving in, lost, stolen by Papa. Papa to Osborne on the left side, 2-on-1. Papa dunks it home, the assist to Osborne. Back kick and flat out fly. I'll tell you what, 16-2 for the defender right between him, and he got over there, and Papa just went right on up over the top of him. Here's a turnaround jumper in and out. No good by Wabi. And the rebound brought down by Tony Osborne. Left side. Back to Osborne for three. Off the rim. Short. No good. He falls. Got his own miss. Pulls up. 15-footer. Good. Well, he missed two or three threes. So let me move in just a little bit and nail that one. 18-2 Mound City. They're up by 16 here. They are looking good, to say the least. Up the floor we come, down to the left side. And it's going to be Lucas around the back, into the paint, all the way up, and no. Rebound, put back, no, and a tip by Lucas. Brock Lucas gets the bucket. He and his teammate keep it alive. They're also down there with, in that time, helping out Jace Kessel, a 6'4 sophomore, who checked in the game at a timeout. Here's a three-pointer up, no good by Connor Durr. Rebound stolen by Durr. The Hornets had the rebound. The outlet stole away by Durr, and as he tried to pass across the lane, it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Hornet basketball. We've got a minute 39 to go here in quarter number one. Now, wait a minute. We're having a... It is Mound City ball. Okay. Watch what I thought. All right. Inbounding, Connor Durr. He'll get it in and pop a no. Excuse me. That is Osborne. Shot it. Couldn't get it to go. A lot of contact. He kind of initiated the contact, then went for the rebound steal and just called for his first foul of the ball game. Tony Osborne will check out. Gage Salisbury will check back into the ball game here for the Panthers. Now, Will Young sends Gage up on a little pressure here, and he'll go to be the back defenseman. and up the floor with it. It goes to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer driving into the chain, scoops it out to the corner, and it's out of bounds. Another turnover by the Hornets. Panthers have caused them some grief on defense here to be certain in the ballgame. 1:23 to go in the first quarter. Papa in the backcourt now with Salisbury. He'll look. He'll throw it to the front. Free throw circle. Young in and out. No. Rebound over the back. Call on Connor Durr. Mound City. Second team foul here on the Panthers. All right. Subbing back into the game will be Dylan Wabi, the 6'2 senior. Also back in will be Brock Lucas, 25. For the Hornets, it comes into Lucas. Mound City has Brendan Tubbs, a 6-foot sophomore in the game. Papa with a steal, falling out of bounds, throws it behind his back. It goes to Young, who gives it back to Papa, and he finds his way through the lane and rolls it up off the backboard for two more. It's now 20-4, Mound City. Up the floor, Lucas with it, into the paint, down he goes, off the rim, nowhere, rebound for Papa. Papa outlet right side, it goes to Brendan Tubbs, to Salisbury, over to Young, fakes, goes down, with the ball low, Tubbs, back out top, Papa, set shot, three ball, nothing but the front of the hole for Landon Papa. All of a sudden, he goes from no points to 8 points, and the Panthers are up by 19 in the first quarter. Off the floor we go. Dribble drive. Holtmeyer lives it back to Wabi in the middle. Scoops it up. No good. Rebound. Papa had it and gets fouled. Yes, he did. Foul will be called against the Hornets. Who do they call that on? They called that foul on Lucas. 25? No. 24. Irwin, okay. Back in is Tony Osborne. 5 seconds to go. Osborne around a defender. Into the corner. Papa for three. No good. But it's a great start for the Panthers. Mound City, 23. St. Elizabeth, 4 after 8 minutes. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family-owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASE-certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Hammond Center at the Show Me Showdown. Mound City with the lead, 23-4. Mound City has the ball to start quarter number two here today. Into Tony Osborne. He'll bring it up the floor, pass it off to Papa. Papa down the lane he goes, right hand from the front, up and good. He's the first player in double figures now with 10. Here's a ball knocked away by Osborne. Couldn't get control of it. Up the floor, Brock Lucas around the defender. Will Young, and Will got caught with his hand in the cookie jar that time. His first foul, team foul number 3 on Mound City. 7:40 to go, second quarter. The Panthers up big, 25-4, up by 21 now. Bringing in out near midcourt, guarding the ball, Connor Durr. That is Oleg Schlager with the basketball, and he'll give it off now to Wabi. Wabi has it back. Mount City defense is tough. Three ball, right side, short, no good. Rebound, Osborne, on he goes, up the floor. Stops over to the left side, Salisbury, three, off the shot, short, new. Front edge, rebound to Durr. And the ball was kicked, I believe, and he tried to pass it out of there to Osborne. A Hornet kicks the basketball, and Minnesota inbound on the baseline now. Gage Salisbury with it. The Panthers up 21 points. Bring it in. Pop up. Jumper, 12 feet. Left side, good. A dozen for Pop, averaging just over 16 per game on the season. Wobby around the back into the paint. Offensive foul. Tony Osborne got position, stood there, and Wobby went right into him. His first foul. Team foul number 4, I believe. Yes, it is. That's the fourth foul already on the Hornets. Mount City has committed 3 so far. Long pass over the top to Connor Durr, right sideline. Salisbury, left side, Young, back to Salisbury. Against the zone, Salisbury drives, lanes between two defenders. No, Will Young, the rebound underneath, left side of the hoop. Lay it up and in. 29-6, the Panthers by 23, if you're counting along at home. Up the floor, Wobby pushed his way in. Osborne fell away from him. Wobby in and out. They can't buy a basket. Holy cow. They've had some good shots. Nothing. Salisbury, 3-ball, other end, no. Rebound kept alive by Reuther. Comes down to the Hornets, though. Wobby for 3, blocked by Reuther. Back grabbed by Osborne. Throw it ahead. Up the floor to Young, waiting. Salisbury, left side, keeps it moving. Attacking, throws it back out. Ball stolen. Good play defensively by Holtmeyer. Driving up, leaving it off. Olderschlager, 3-ball, rim, no. Rebound brought down Reuther. He'll give the ball up to Osborne, and Mount City will work it up the floor in a jog this time. Osborne to Salisbury. Papa ready to come in on the next break for the Panthers, along with Zimbels. Osborne, right side, long 3. Swish! Right side of the circle. He 6 feet, 5-6 feet behind the line. 32-4, 28-point lead, and a layup at the other end. Up, no, off of Roker. Couple of Panthers tied up on that one. So it's a shift change here for Mound City. Let's see, into the ball game. Pop is back in. Reuther, Osborne, Zimbels, and Young. The ball goes almost to the backcourt before Olderschlager runs it down. Guarded by Lane out there, by Lane Zimbels. And traveling called against the Hornets. Panther defense, I mean, it's not really even a press. They're just, it's token pressure. But when they get to the front court, they're guarding them close, and it's just caused lots of problems for the Hornets. Osborne ran into Papa, gives the ball off to Young. He fakes the 3, over to Zimbels, and now back swinging around. It's Papa to the free throw line, elevated, short off the rim. Rebound, Wobby. Wobby will hand the ball away to Lucas. Brock Lucas up the floor on the left side, guarded by Will Young. Throw the ball in, down the right side of the lane, up short, Papa the rebound after the miss there by Kessel. Papa with another rebound. Up the floor, Osborne, long 3, short, no good. Rebound bounced around, picked up by Jace Kessel. Kessel to Lucas, 32-4 Mound City, 4:32 to play, second quarter. Up the floor with it, Lucas into the paint, hangs, shoots, no. Rebound brought down Reuther. Reuther is going to get the ball, trying to get it over to Papa. Somebody got on the end line, out of bounds. It will belong to the South, or to the St. Elizabeth Hornets here. I almost called them South Holt. Look at that black and yellow out there. All right. Lucas looking. Brings it in near the sideline. Gets in there to Olderschlager. Coming up the right side to the free throw line. Now backs out, keeping the dribble. Mound City playing a tight man-to-man defense. Going through the lane. Nothing there. So Lucas will move. Now he'll fire it underneath. Off the hands of his teammate. He fired the baseball pass right under there and went off the fingertips, out of bounds. Mound City ball. So here we come. Panthers up by 28 at the halfway point of quarter number 2. On the right side, give it off now to Zimbels. Left side, into the middle. Back out, a little triangle play, and now pop a 3-ball around the rim. Won't go. Rebound tip. Coming down to Brock Lucas. Lucas will handle it up the floor. Game has kind of settled in and slowed down a little bit here at this point. Mound City has such a big lead. fans for the Hornets just kind of quiet, not into it. There's a long three, missed badly from the left side, hit the other side of the backboard, the other side of the rim. Papa's got five rebounds now. Zimbels, out top, Osborne, looking into the game for Mount City on the last break. Gavin Summers, 6'4" junior. So Gavin's in there. He's not afraid to shoot that three ball if you give him a chance. Zimbels to Papa, over to Summers, and now back to Papa. He thought about it, but didn't. Osborne, now Papa again. Landed, dribbles up. Now Summers back out. 3 minutes to go. Here comes Papa into the paint. Fall away, left side, knocked away Roku to Summers, in and out, no. Rebound grabbed up by the Hornets, and here we come the other way now. Mound City back on the defense quickly. Out top, Lucas working the dribble. Tries around one man, splits two others, and he got fouled on the floor. Somebody reached in as he went to the jump stop, and the foul will be called on Lane Zimbels, his first. Team foul number 4 on the Panthers. So, Panthers substituted again back into the game. Will Young and Gage Salisbury. More Hornet changes as well. Inbounding, Lucas, he'll get it in there for Carson Kessel. Fires it off and a block by Summers is put up underneath by Chase Kessel. Salisbury coming out of there and he got fouled making the turn. Foul will go on Clayton Holtmeyer, his second. And it's Panther ball right in front of us. Gage Salisbury to inbound it to Osborne. Tony gives it right back. As Gage says, do this. He goes over the right side to Papa. Back to Salisbury against the zone defense here. Into the middle. They might be playing a little man here. Now Osborne, corner, left side, around the rim. No. Young couldn't hang on to it. It got tipped by the Hornets. It will be Hornet basketball with 2:14 to go in the first half. 32-4. Did I mention Mountain City was ahead? Way ahead early on here. 2:10 to go in the first half. And a reach-in foul up the floor on Gage Salisbury here for the Panthers. Gage will pick up his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 5 on Mountain City. They spread them out, one apiece on 5 different players. Wabi driving to the hole, and Papa picks up the foul. Had a body check him. Landon picks up what I believe is his first foul of the ball game as well. He's got 12 points. Osborne's got 12 points for Mound City, 24-32. And now Wabi, they're going to call it a shooting foul. It's on the way up on the free throw line. Up, no good. This is the first free throws of the ball game for the Hornets here. Mountain City has only been to the line once so far. And Wabi, short rebound, Landon Papa. I got him at 6 rebounds already to go over those 12 points. Right side to Will Young, back to Salisbury. Center stays in the game for the Panthers. Salisbury moving right with the ball. Now gives it to Papa between the circles. High post, Osborne out to Summers. 3 ball, no good. Rebound to Wabi. Wabi will hand the ball off to Brock Lucas. 2 field goals is all that the Hornets have mustered. They have not scored yet here in the second quarter. Minute 25 to go. Lucas drives, shoots, no. A whistle and a foul will put him at the free throw line. Somebody's got more than one now for the Panthers. It's going to be on Will Young, his second. Will has 2, and the free throw line will be Brock Lucas to shoot 2. Lucas gets ready, 6'3" junior, fires it up, and got it. So the Hornets are on the board here in the second quarter. I guess they've got some fans on this side. They got about a half a sector there on the same side, Mount City. That kind of fooled me. They got some fans over on this side behind us, down on the end as well, behind their bench, or crossing their bench, as it turns out. Second free throw is good, so Brock Lucas has 4, and the score is now 32-6. Panthers lead it. And a pass that tried to go to Osborne, picked off by Kessel. Carson Kessel with a steal, now stolen back by Landon Poffitt, Auburn, stops, pumps, got the defender in the air, and got fouled. No bucket. Foul will go against. We're off the score, St. Louis, hard to tell. That foul on Carson Kessel, his first. Team foul number six. Auburn to the line for the first time. Up, good. He shoots 85% of the line. Free throw up. Free throw rattles around and goes. 14 for Auburn. 34-6. The Panthers up by 28. Again, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Minute to go. First half here at the John Q. Hammonds Arena. The Show Me Showdown. Lucas drives off the glass. It's up. It's down and a foul. And Coach Ryan Auburn up. A little unhappy with son Tony, who picked up his second foul of the ball game. Coach seems to be a little unhappy every time Tony gets a foul than some of the others. But Lucas makes the bucket. That gives him six, made the free throw. That gives him seven of the nine for the St. Elizabeth Hornets. Auburn free throw circle. Salisbury to Papa, left side. Moves into the paint, dishes down low, across to Brendan Tubbs. He'll bring it back out to Salisbury. Now Papa again looking down in the corner. Auburn, double team, spins in, elevates, no. Rebound tipped out Salisbury. Caught by Tony Auburn. He hands it from the baseline. Papa drives and up and in. 36-9, Mound City. Up the floor we go with 12 seconds to go. It's going to be Brock Lucas. Cut off out there by Ruther. Spins into the paint, down the lane, left hand layup is good. He's got nine, and Auburn lost it from beyond midcourt. He lost the handle on the basketball, couldn't get a good shot at it. The Mound City, they only scored 13 in the second quarter. However, they had 23 in the first, and they lead it 36-11 at halftime. 36-11, Mound City with the lead. We'll take a two-minute break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri. Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And it's halftime at the John Q. Hammonds Center here in Springfield, Missouri. Mound City leading by a score of 36-11 here at halftime. Mound City jumped out to a 23-4 lead in the first quarter, and they have not looked back. I'll tell you what, with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, St. Elizabeth had not scored in the second period. And then Brock Lucas went out, and he scored 7 points are late in the final minute of that second quarter. Our scoring wrap-up is brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial, see Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Fall City. For the Hornets, it's not going to take long. Brock Lucas, 9. Dylan Wabi with 2. They have not made a 3-point shot, and they're 3-for-5 at the free throw line in the first quarter this afternoon. For the Panthers in the first half, leading the way, as you would expect, Landon Papa and Tony Osborne, 14 apiece in the first half. 8 in the first quarter for Papa, 9 for Osborne, and the rest of them in the second quarter, obviously. 3-pointers each for Lane Semmels and Gage Salisbury in the first quarter, and a 2-pointer for Will Young, and that is where we sit at halftime with the scoring in this ballgame for Mound City. Rebounds, Landon Papa, he has 7 first-half rebounds and 6 for Tony Osborne in the first half today. 3 more already for William Rother in the ballgame today. Mound City 5-18 on 3-pointers. St. Elizabeth 0-7 overall. Mound City 14-34 from the field, while St. Elizabeth just 4 out of 25. Turnovers in the first half, 13 against the Hornets, 3 against Mound City in the first half today. So the Panthers' defense has been outstanding here in the first half of this afternoon's ballgame. They lead it 36-11 at halftime. Our halftime recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, CJ, Cortage, Arm Connect, and Auburn, Westwood, in Fall City. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check in with the weather, then be back with the second half coming up on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Murr's Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Murr's Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer. Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour. Day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a stationary boundary across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. That's going to bring ongoing chances of rain, showers, and thunderstorms as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This stationary front becomes a part of a low-pressure system that will be forming across the southwestern parts of the United States Saturday and will move across the central and east, central parts of the Midwest through Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing ongoing rain across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next several days. And on the back end of the system, we're going to see heavy snow across the Rockies, parts of Nebraska, and into the Dakotas. So across the area, increasing clouds, rain showers, 51. Tonight, scattered rain, lower 40s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain likely. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour, day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Fall City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Fall City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome back here to the Show Me Showdown. Mound City leading 36-11. Mound City Wednesday. They play for a championship tomorrow. That game would be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They've already got Auburn boys in a state championship game tomorrow. Auburn in C1 state title game tomorrow, going for their third consecutive state title. That game tomorrow at 10:45. Then we would have this one with Mound City if they hold on here to 2:30. And at 3:45 tomorrow, Sacred Heart plays for the D2 state championship. So we're hoping for a triple header of championship ball tomorrow. All right, here we go. It will be St. Elizabeth basketball. They start the second half with it. A long three up on no good, and another Landon Papa rebound grabbed up. And the floor up the floor and back to Salisbury. Triple up, no rebound. Catch and put back without coming down for Wilk Young. 38-11, Mound City. You want to congratulate Sacred Heart and Auburn. Here's a pass over to Tony Osborne. That's the wrong color. He's dressed in purple. He heads up the floor, leaves it short, got it back, missed it again. Rebound to Brock Lucas. Lucas will give the ball up on the right side to Dylan Wabi. Wabi ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with a floater in the paint. Up, in, and out. No good. How in the world did it come out? Rebound. Papa to Salisbury. Ahead to Young in the corner. It's a three ball from the right side for Durr. He doesn't connect, and a foul on the rebound on Mound City's Tony Osborne. Is that what they said? If it is, that's going to be number three. Now it's number two. So Tony with two fouls, according to the scoreboard. Two on Young. One on Salisbury. So I thought they gave me one right before halftime, but apparently not. Coming the other way, backing in, losing the ball, getting it back. Wabi elevates, passes across the floor the other way. Three ball up, short, no good by his teammate Kessel. And in the backcourt, Salisbury being dogged up the floor. Finally, he got rid of it. Had a little trouble. Now it's Pop at top of the key. Fakes, moves in, out to the corner for Young for three. In and out, no. Rebound, Brock Lucas. A Mound City, not hot start here in the third quarter. And here's a nice pass up the floor on the right side. And Carson Kessel catches the baseline, dribbles up once, and lays it over the edge. Osborne in traffic, out to Young, down to the corner, on the baseline, shot up, too strong for Connor Durr. The rebound goes cross-court, weak side to Oleksiyi. Oleksiyi will hand it off to Brock Luke. It's 38-13 now. Still a 25-point advantage for Mount City. Here's a long three, up, no good by Luke. His long rebound, ahead it goes. Will Young, header for the hoop, and with a foul, yes he was. Brock Lucas went up. He said, I got the ball. Well, yes, you did. You got it with the body, too, is the problem. Lucas, a little frustrated, first foul of the half. That is Brock's first foul of the ball game. 5:42 to go, and at the free throw line, Will Young, 4 points, first trip to the line. It's up. It is good. He'll get another one here. Well, one thing, I do not have to keep track of ties and lead changes here so far in today's game. There haven't been any. Mount City jumped out in the ball game 5-0, and they have not looked back. As now, that free throw is good, and we have a 40-13, 27-point advantage for Mount City. The previous game went running clock, win by South Iron. They had a running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's a three-point corner shot. In and out, no good. Boy, Oleksiyi had that one. And now it is coming up the floor underneath Osborne to Salisbury. And he got fouled on the layup. But it is good for Gage, the assist to Tony Osborne. He can shoot it, but he can pass it pretty well, too, for the Panthers. Foul will go against St. Elizabeth. That foul, well, let's see. Who did they get that time? They got Lucas again. His second free throw up. Good. Salisbury now has 6 points in the ball game. Pressure defense from Mound City. And now they break it to the Hornets to the right side. Three ball. Good for the right side. Corner. Clayton Holtmeyer, that is the first three-pointer of the day for the Hornets. Right side, Mound City. Young fakes the three, floats it right side. No, Salisbury kept it alive. Falling out of bounds, got himself a photographer with the ball taken by St. Elizabeth. Lucas up the floor and a block foul on Salisbury. Gage will be called for his second foul. First foul of the second foul of the half on Mound City. 43-16. Out of the game, Will Young checking in. William Rother from Mound City. Hand the ball into Wabi, and he'll give it to Lucas. In courtside, the John Q. Hammonds Arena here in Springfield, Missouri. Two-pointer for Lucas. Left side up and good. He's in double figures. He has 11 of the 18 now for St. Elizabeth. Osborne up the floor. Throws that right corner to Salisbury. That's where they've been going on him every play. Lob it across the far way to Zimbles. And Osborne for three. Left side up and good. Jim Oleksiyi turned around, lifted his coat, and just threw his hands. I go, what do I do? What do I do? Oh, there's my best chance to catch all day right there and to let it go by. 17 now for Tony Osborne. 46-18. Mound City up. They're up by 28. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Lucas looking to bring it in. Does backcourt for Kessel. Back to Lucas against the Panther man-to-man defense. Checking in is Bruce Kessel also. Lucas backs up for three. In and out. No good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Tony Osborne. Osborne driving up. And he'll finger roll it up and in. He now has 19 in the ball game. At the other end, Kessel with the drive off the glass over Papa. That's impressive. Second bucket for Kessel. Mound City quickly ahead. Rother to Osborne. Three ball. Left side right through his bench. Up and good. Here comes that Mound City run. Osborne heating up. It's now a 31-point lead for Mound City, their biggest of the game. Drive by Lucas. No. Salisbury ahead to Osborne. Ahead, he goes up and got fouled on the way in. He had Papa running right with him. They were too close together. He couldn't really hand it off to Papa that time. So to the free throw line will go Tony Osborne. He now all of a sudden has 22 points in the ball game, and it'll be 23 or 4 here in a second. It's up. It's good. That's 23. He'll get another one here. Salisbury out in for Mound City. Gavin Summers, a 6'4 junior. If Tony makes this one, he'll be coming out of the ball game for Brendan Tubbs. Free throw up and got it. 24 points for Osborne. Now he'll check out for Brendan Tubbs in the ball game. As the Panthers roll along here, now up 33 points. We've got 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Ahead on the pass, up the floor with it, Lane Irwin. He lobs it ahead, knocked away by Ruther, and it ends up to Lane Zimbels. Lane in the backcourt, dribbling around a defender. Off the left side, cuts to the middle, gives to Papa between the circles, over to Summers. Right in front of the Panther bench, opposite floor of us. Zimbels looking, Papa top of the circle, thinking about it, looking. Left side for Brendan Tubbs. Brendan back to Papa, wide open, they're going to leave him open. Misses front edge, rebound comes down on the deck to Carson Kessel. Kessel up the floor, around the back, into the paint, left side, three ball, corner pocket, good by Holyschlager. His first points of the ball game, and it's 53-23, Mound City. To the front, Papa, left side to Zimbels, down to the corner, Ruther with it, out of the wing, cross court pass to Summers. Summers, I thought he double-tripled that, but no whistles. We go in, got a drop. Here's Tubbs on a drive up underneath the Summers, knocked loose. Tubbs got it back out to Zimbels. He gives it to Papa, left side at the elbow, holding, looking underneath. His pass hit the rim, and now it's up the floor the other way to the Hornets. Leave the ball back there now to Dylan Wabi. He'll fire a triple. It's up. It's short. Rebound, Summers. And it ends up in the hands of Ruther. Gavin did a good job keeping it alive. He just couldn't get a hold of it. I hear the pass nearly stolen. Mound City gets it back as Wabi was falling out of bounds. Papa drives in the lane. Ball knocked away. Ahead the other way. We go to the Hornets. A scoop shot. No. And a follow-up no good by Kessel. Rebound ahead. Now Papa. Papa. And in the rim. And he goes up and he lays it in and gets fouled. Dylan Wabi made contact up in the air. Papa was headed for another slam, but he just finger rolls it in. He's now got 16 in the ball game, and he'll be at the line. Here comes Osborne in, and Connor Drew back in. Zimbels and Summers will sit down for the Panthers. So once again, Landon Papa at the free throw line. Team fouls. Two on Mound City, four now here in the half on the Hornets. Papa's free throw up, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out by the Panthers. Tipped out of there by Brendan Tubbs. Papa's going to get a breather. Here comes Will Young back in the ball game now. Minute 23 to go in the third. Bring the ball in ahead. Brock Lucas up the floor quickly across the paint. In traffic, Chase Kessel turns, got it to go. No, double dribble. And it knocked out of his hands. They called double dribble. Coach Caleb Heckelmeyer didn't necessarily agree with that. Ahead we go to Rother. Now Osborne for three on the rim. No, rebound brought down by Tubbs. Excuse me. Brendan Tubbs with it now over to Young. He fakes the three. And he's called for traveling. I think he went to start to fake his jump shot. Got in the air. And traveling the call. All right, now, let's see. What do we got here? The Hornets bring back Isaac Green. In for the first time. 5'10 freshman Isaac Green. Excuse me. Threw a double team. Knocked away by Durf. Ahead it goes, and the Panthers lose it back. Now cross-court pass. Ruther went for the steal, came up empty. Osborne gets back, hustles, and knocks it out of bounds on the far baseline. So it will be the Hornets ball to inbound from the baseline. They've not had many inbound plays down there today. All right, they'll bring it in, get the ball into Carson Kessel. He'll fire long, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Osborne had it. Knocked away from him, and they threw it down low to Brock Lucas. who lays it in for two more. He's got 13 now. 55-25, Mound City by 30. 24 seconds ago in the third quarter. With the ball, Durr out top to Tony Oliver, goes to the right corner near midcourt. Drives up, pass underneath Rother, across it goes. Short, but a follow by Oliver and won't go. The first shot put up there by Tubbs. And now 6 seconds at midcourt, ahead up the floor. The Hornets need help. They get it away, and Kessel fires for three right in front of the bench. No good. After three, Mound City 55, and the Hornets 25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy thanks you for your business.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
55-25 to start the fourth quarter. Mound City basketball with 30-point lead. Needs to have a running clock here in this fourth period. Coach Ryan Osborne sends out his starting lineup to start this fourth period. Good crowd here for Mound City today. Might even be bigger tomorrow. They play for a championship here if they don't lose this 30-point lead in the final 8 minutes, which I don't think they will. Right side with it, Young in the high post of the free throw line to pop it down in the court to Lane Zimbles, who's in there. It's not the starters. Lane in there, pass across, Osborne now to Salisbury. Will Young down to Zimbles, Lane back out top. Lane looking, and Salisbury short. Osborne grabbed it, goes out, 10-footer, no good. Rebound loose and a foul on Will Young. Stay tuned after the game. We will have a visit with Coach Ryan Osborne. They will bring him over to us after the game, and we'll have a short chat with him just to get his thoughts on the ball game. Bring it in the backcourt with it. Brock Lucas. Lucas weaving up the floor, stops the three-point line. Underneath he goes, leans in, throws the ball in there to Lane Irwin, knocked away. Osborne ahead to Zimbles on the left side. Back to Osborne, back to Zimbles. Three ball for the lefty, short, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Lane Irwin, a 6'5 sophomore. Tell you what, the St. Elizabeth team has got some pretty good pieces that aren't very old. Holtmeyer is a senior, as is Kessel and Wabi. But most of the scoring has been done by other players. They've got some good-looking young players. Here's a three ball. Up and good. Right side from the elbow for Holtmeyer. He's got 6 in the ball game now. And we come the other way with it in the middle to Papa. Off it goes in, kicks out to Osborne in the corner, up, short, no good. The rebound grabbed up by Gage Kessel, another sophomore. So here we come back the other way now, 55-28, Mound City. With it, Lucas cut off by Young, out on top, driving, giving the ball up, and now down the lane, floater up, no, by Holtmeyer. He will be fouled and will go to the line to shoot two more. And since we're under a 30-point lead now, the clock will stop here with the dead ball. Holtmeyer at the line for the first time today. 6 points in the ball game, fires it up, and rolls it on the rim, no good. Back in, Carson Kessel, and also checking in will be Caleb Oleschlager. One more free throw coming here at the 5:53 mark. It's up. It's off. No good. Rebound to Landon Papa. He's got 10 of those at least in the ballgame now. Ahead to Salisbury. Across the court to Young. Back to Osborne. Tony to Papa. Free throw line. Out to Zimbles. Lane will hold it, fired across, skip pass. Salisbury in the middle, Osborne, and now in the paint. Pop a turnaround up, in and out, no good. All of a sudden, the shooting has disappeared. Coach Ryan Osborne wiping his forehead over there, going, what in the world is going on now? We can't make a basket. A little spurt there in that third quarter, put Mound City up by more than 30. Now out on the left side and driving in, it will be Lucas all the way to the hole, up and good. He's got 15, it's 55-30. Here's a steal, shot up, blocked by Papa, his third block of the afternoon, and he'll give it to Osborne. Tony up the floor, into the paint, off the glass, in and out again. Holy cow. Osborne, I wonder if he got hit in the mouth on that. He's rubbing his mouth, he's kind of making a face, he went up the floor. Three-pointer corner from the right side, Carson Kessel. Oh, this will not make Coach Osborne very happy. I know you were up 30. Now you're up. You're still up 18, or 22, actually. Here's Salisbury for three. No. Osborne went flying in there, got grabbed the rim, and a timeout will be called by St. Elizabeth, down by 22 points with 4:27 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
55-33, the lead to the Panthers. 4:24 to go in the ballgame. Panthers in the midst of a little lull here on offense here to start this fourth quarter. Haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter. Off the right side, it goes now with Olga Slager. Driving in, ball knocked loose. Mound City was getting a lot of stuff created by their defense early in this ballgame. Here's a drive and a scoop. No rebound to Young. Outlet to Oliver and ahead to Salisbury. The layup in the other end. Good for Gage Salisbury. Eight now for Gage in the ballgame. That's 57-33. In the ballgame, Levi Holtmeyer coming up with it. Gives the ball off. Knocked away by Lane Zimmels on the pass to Osborne. In traffic, got away, and lays it up and in. 26 for Osborne in the lead now, 59-33. Coming up the floor with it, and a bad pass from the middle, trying to go inside out. The ball got by the rest of his teammates, and it will be Mount City ball. Checking in for the Panthers here, William Heck, a 5'9" junior in the ballgame. We've got Connor Durr back into the game, one of the starters. Rother is in. Papa is in. One, two, three. Oh, who am I missing? Osborne down there. Still in. All right, here we go. Mount City basketball. Heck will move to the point guard now. William, a 5'9 junior. Papa, left side. Back to Heck. Right side to Osborne. Over the top. And now back to Osborne from Papa. Free throw line jumper. In and out again. Oh, boy. Mount City has had probably four shots at least pop out of the hoop this quarter. Shot up, no good on the other end. Grabbed up, recovery on the rebound. Irwin, no, and a rebound brought down by Mount City. Rother grabs up another one. Out of the right side, Osborne. Salisbury to the top to pop it. Landon holds it. Off the left side there to William Heck. Back to Papa, 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Inside to Rother on the left block. Papa thought about it, didn't. Pass to Auburn, knocked away, stolen. Coming up the floor the other way. Layup is no good by Holtmeyer. And a fall-away three-pointer is up and good by Carson Kessler. Ended up grabbing the rebound. That's his second triple of the quarter. It's 59-36, Mount City with the lead. And now into the paint, driving in is Papa. The ball is blocked, knocked out of bounds. It will be Panther ball on the baseline. More changes here for St. Elizabeth. They'll bring Caleb Oleschlager back in, Clayton Holtmeyer back in. Also in there is Chase Kessel, and the inbound lob back, he goes to Papa. Papa coming up, left side now over to Connor Durr. Right side, Rother to Osborne. Mounsey is playing catch around the perimeter of the defense now. Papa had it knocked loose. Now he'll drive down the lane. Finger roll short. Rebound grabbed by Lane Irwin. Irwin gets it away and up the floor. Dylan Wabi with it. Wabi on the right side and a long three up. No good by Holtmeyer. Rebound out of bounds off of the Panthers. Didn't see who got a hand on that one. Mound City will bring into the game again Brendan Tubbs and Gavin Summers. Tony Osborne and Landon Papa will sit down. Papa out with 16, 26 for Osborne in the game. The other way we go, the ball knocked loose by Rother. And now slowing the crossword pass. Tubbs to Rother, layup. Oh, no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. We'll go the other way with it. Coming up the floor, Wabi down the lane, right hand up, and we got a foul on Rother. Basket did not count. William picks up his first foul. Team foul number 5.5 on Mound City. Well, back into the game, Levi Holtmeyer for the Hornets. Josh Gellert checks in. Geller is a 5'11 junior. They've also got Cade Wright in there, a 5'7 freshman, so pretty much the white flag up here for the Hornets. Here's a three-pointer up, and good! Off the bench for Josh Geller. Comes in and nails it. 59-39. Come the other way now with it. Durr looking down to the right side to Tubbs. Summers back out to Tubbs and top of the Durr. Now over it goes on the far side to William Peck. Working it around. Pass with it again. Pass over to Summers to 55. Now stage of playing catch. Now Rother. Rother left side to Heck. Dribbles out. Cross court. Summers up and short. No good. Had his own rebound and a reach in foul will be called here. That'll be team foul number 5. It'll be Mound City ball out of bounds. On the baseline, Levi Holtmeyer with the foul. And now Gavin Summers will inbound it for the Panthers. He looks, he comes into Tubbs on the right side, dribbles in toward the lane, back out to Summers. Now he's pretty content just to let the clock run down or not really looking to score. Now Rother, the Heck. The Durr, Connor, comes over to the right side for Summers. 25 seconds left. Mound City right side for William Heck. William down in the corner to Summers. Jumps in the air, pass knocked away, but it goes right to Brendan Tubbs. Brendan with it, cross court. Heck with it, down to 10 on the clock. Back to Durr. And your final score will be the Mound City Panthers 59 and St. Elizabeth 39. 59-39. The Panthers win. They advance to the state championship game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Just sportsmanship. And I said it just happened, just taught part of our high school activities program in Missouri is good sportsmanship becoming a tradition with high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect everyone and help make it happen. At Sunny 101.3, we encourage you to help continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship, the preceding message brought to you by your friends, the Missouri State High School Activity Association, and Sunny 101.3. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you today, as it is each and every game this year, by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Kertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. Mound City led today by Tony Osborne with 26 points in the ball game, 16 for Landon Papa. After that, it's 8 for Gage Salisbury, 6 for Will Young, 3 for Lane Zembles today for Mound City. For St. Elizabeth in the ball game, they are led by Brock Lucas. He had 15 points in the ball game, 10 for Carson Kessel, 6 for Clayton Holtmeyer, 3 each for Caleb Oldeschlager and Josh Geller, and 2 in the ball game for Dylan Wabi. This game was never, it was never in doubt who was going to win. Massey jumped out to a 23-4 lead to start the ball game this afternoon. And really, they never looked back from that point on. Up 23-4, eventually Mound City had a 37-point lead in this ball game at one point in the third quarter, up 37. They end up winning it by a final today of 20 points. They only scored 4 fourth-quarter points and really didn't even look interested in trying to score. And not that they didn't try. I mean, they were trying to score, but the intensity is taken out of the game like that. And that's where Mound City kind of ended up, I think, after they get up by 37. The intensity level kind of drops off, and I don't know how you avoid that. But it'll be a different thing tomorrow. The opponent tomorrow is going to be a much different squad tomorrow when Mound City moves on in that next game to take on South Iron. There you go, Coach. Joining us now, Coach Ryan Osborne. Coach, congratulations. You took all of the intensity out of the game in the first quarter. There was nothing left to worry about. 23-4.
Yeah, the first quarter, and I think we were at 32-4 at one point in the second quarter. Yep. So yes, intensity wise, but I was not thrilled with how we ended the game. Just took a few bad shots, and I think the ball kind of got deflated on both ends. I think maybe both teams are a little tired, but big first quarter kind of sets down.
I think one point the lead was 37 in the third quarter, and after, it's got to be hard for the kids to keep their intensity after that.
Yeah, but when you're at this stage, I think that's one thing I'm going to address in the locker room, that we have to just play four quarters, and I played a lot of guys, so I don't think tired should be a part of it. But
No, but
I'm just thrilled with the opportunity that we have right now.
All right, tomorrow, I know I saw you here watching the opponent for tomorrow. South Iron is going to be tough.
South Iron is one of the best teams in the state, no matter the class. They've played the best schedule of any small school, so we have our hands full. They have a great coach. They have some super players, so we're really going to have to hunker down and be ready, but we're super excited to be here.
No doubt. Coach, I'll let you get in that locker room and go ahead and do some more coaching, because I know it's going to be a long 24 hours.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much,
Coach. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you before the game, or I'll catch up. We'll do a pregame interview, sir, somewhere here.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Coach Ryan Osborne for the Mound City Panthers. We'll let him get back in there and talk to the kids and take care of some stuff he needs to do here for the rest of the day. Mound City, so they jumped out to a 23-4 lead. They had a 37-point lead in the second quarter and third quarter, and not much going on in the fourth quarter. They got outscored 14-4. But Mound City will play for the title tomorrow against the team from South Iron. South Iron came into this tournament here, if I can find all the right paperwork here in front of me. South Iron is now 24-4 on the year. 2 losses to Class 5 schools, 1 loss to a Class 6 school, and 1 loss to a Class 4 school, all bigger than the Class 1 school that we're covering here this weekend. So that's going to wrap it up here today. Again, our scoring recap and our game recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Kertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, Western Witten, Falls City. And remind you, tomorrow, basketball state championship Saturday on Sunny 101.3. We're going to see the best we can to get everything going Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Auburn will play for the state championship. I haven't heard who they play. Probably no. Either Wayne or Adams Central. Then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it will be Mound City and South Iron on Sunny 101.3. That game's running long. We might have to put the Sacred Heart game over on KTNC tomorrow, but the Irish will be playing Parkview Christian tomorrow at 3:45. So hopefully no conflicts there. We'll get it all worked out. So that's going to wrap it up for Scott Cox, our studio engineer. I'm John Nix from the John Q. Hammonds Arena. In Springfield, we'll be back here tomorrow afternoon. Panther Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow. Good night, everybody.